Hey, I'm April, and they say laughter is the best medicine. So I'm here to give you a dose of laughs while discussing a range of health issues that impact women on Copay with April Body. And here we accept all forms of payments, okay? Including likes, comments, and shares, and of course, subscribe. Hi, ladies. Okay.
Oh my God. Hiya.
It's gonna be so hard to do a podcast with my friends.
We're just gonna laugh the whole time over nothing, really.
Forgetting that, like, oh yeah, we're on a podcast. Yeah. Okay, so I need to introduce. So welcome to Copay with April Body, first of all. Yay. Okay. Yay. And today I have with me Marcella Onyango.
Hi, y'all.
I said it right.
Yes. Doesn't know how to say name after like 4 years of friendship.
And I said it staring at her.
Yeah.
And Vanessa Jackson.
You got that one right. Yes. Nobody did sound like she pronounced it with one
like
N.
Like I'm reading it.
I could feel it.
Okay, so just a little bit. Marcella, tell us about you.
Hi, I'm Marcella. I'm a stand-up comedian and problem creator everywhere. No, I'm just joking. I host a show called Feel the News. It's on TikTok. It's Friends and Lovers. You should come if you want to learn more about anarchism and how to, you know, live a good life without people telling you what to do.
Okay. Vanessa
and laugh. Sorry, I forgot that part. Oh, and it's also funny.
And comedy. Yeah. Hello, Vanessa Jackson. Mm-hmm. I am a writer and comedian based in New York City, but originally from Rancho Cucamonga, California. Nobody's ever heard of it.
It's not real.
It's not real. It's a place I made up and made it the most complicated name possible. Just to give myself a little bit extra edge, you know?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
Oh, wait, she forgot that she writes the SNL. Yes. She's trying to be all, right? You know.
I'm not even dropping what's a the word?
So we're going to brag for her.
Just finished writing for Black Lady Sketch Show.
What, took her mom to the Emmys?
Off the red carpet from the Emmy.
Okay, girl, can we? Okay, right. she wasn't gonna say any of this shit, so we have to say it for her.
You all did. Right. Thank you. My hype team. I got my hype team here.
Yeah. Skirt. Okay. How did we meet? How do we? I was trying to think last night, Marcella.
Oh, no, we met at the Ladies of Laughter.
Yes.
I remember you liked my nails, and you were like, let me look at your nails. And then you came to a mic that I was hosting, and then we chatted, and I was bummed because we couldn't hang out. And then we just kept on hanging out.
Okay, yes, because I was like, wait, was it before the show or the sketch thing that we did?
It was way before.
Ladies of Laughter was the first.
Yeah.
Because we both were in our heads, too, because it was like, hey, nice to meet you, but we're nervous because we're doing a competition.
Yeah, so we, like, didn't talk to each other the whole time. Mm-hmm. But, like, and then we didn't even really become friends until much later after we did that sketch show
that bonded us.
Yeah, oh, we can talk about it because it was my sketch show and it was poorly run and I did it.
No!
It was me. It was my fault.
Yeah,
it
we won't go into...
But it created a friendship. These two decided to remain my friends even though I was very bad at my job. So I love y'all so much. I appreciate you.
So Marcella threw the sketch show together, asked me to be on, and then... and Vanessa.
Yeah, I met April through said sketch show that Marcella put me on because I met Marcella at an open mic.
Oh, yeah, how'd y'all meet?
At the pit in a basement. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we were like the only two Black women there. And she was like, oh my gosh, do you also do comedy? Let's be friends forever. And I was like, deal, done deal.
I feel like that's how most Black women feel in comedy. We see each other, we're friends now.
True, 100%. Yeah. Absolutely. I'm like, I'll memorize your name. You're the only one I'll remember from this mic. Yeah.
I'm the only one I will follow on Instagram. Yes. And exactly. Then ask to hang out later.
100%, I can trust you. And then you put me on the sketch show, and then I met April. And boy, oh boy, did we mess up that sketch show.
All we did was every rehearsal is just me and you laughing at everything. Like, everyone's serious. We couldn't even look at each other.
No, we literally would just, we messed up your show. Together, we all just like did not.
It was
not.
A collective effort to
ruin
it. You
know what? Yes. It brought us closer together.
And that's what matters.
It brought us closer together. I have did serve a purpose.
And my favorite part is when at the end of the sketch show, we didn't know when to bow. I don't think we practiced
it. Oh my God.
So me and Marcella, I mean, me and Vanessa left everybody to just take a bow on our own.
Yeah.
Like without the rest of the cast.
Without. Like, we were like,
yeah. Yeah.
I guess we bow now.
I just love how that was like the thing.
So let's get into why you're here.
Yeah.
To hang out, get drunk.
I think excuse to drink with y'all. No. So my show, it's a health and humor podcast, right? That focuses on things that impact women. And today is period. All right. Periods. We're going to our favorite thing.
I love how Marcella's like, I do not want to discuss what goes on between my legs. That is none of your business.
It's my face. I'm sorry.
I love it.
But before, I was like, okay, I love the history behind things. Do you ever wonder, like, what were they doing before we had, like, tampons and all this stuff?
Yeah.
Right? I'm always like, I'm pretty sure they were just stuffing whatever. Yeah.
Or, like, bleeding free. That's what I would be doing.
Free bleeding. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't have a real heavy period yet. Because free bleeding would never.
I used to have a heavy period, but now I have an IUD, so it's, like, not as heavy anymore. So now I can free bleed. Before, it would have just been a free flood.
Yeah. That's where I'm at. Flooding.
Same. Not good.
But before, okay, I did this. They made periods like taboo and sound like the worst thing ever, right? So back in AD, there wasn't a lot of documentation about it, but some dude named Pliny, I can mess up his name.
I know this one.
Pliny Elder.
I know this one. This used to be a joke that I made about this.
Really?
And then I dropped it. I'll tell you the joke after you tell me what it is.
Because it was like, contact with menstrual blood turns new wine sour, crops touch, it becomes barren. Where's the rest of the quote?
Wait, the part about when they touch milk, it'll go sour?
No, it said wine. It said touch wine, it'll go sour. Fruit of the trees fall off.
All because of a period.
All because of a period. And the taste, it drives dogs mad and infects their bites with incurable poison. Like, this is...
rabies.
Yes, what? This is just...
Periods cause rabies.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
I remember this shit because I researched this stuff.
What was
really?
Your joke?
Yeah.
I never even looked into it.
Yeah.
Tell me about your joke. What was it?
Oh, now I forgot. Because you read the whole thing. Well, there was this part about, like, if you have sex with a woman during her period, the child will come up with red hair and will be a vessel of Satan. Now, I don't know if that's that
guy.
Who
said that?
I don't know if it's Pliny the Elder, but, like, it was a bunch of different people who said weird shit about periods. And I was one, if a woman is on her period, which is, like, let's just say this, anybody with a uterus, even if they're not a woman, can have a period, but that's a different conversation. It was, like, if a woman touches like dairy during their period,
yeah,
the milk will go sour, the dairy will go bad. I really just think this is because men thought that periods are the most hard ass thing, bleeding between your legs and living, so they had to make it look bad because they were jealous. They were jealous
you want
that
this?
They couldn't bleed because it's
you
the most hardcore
it.
Thing
they're
you
like,
can do.
That's kind of
it
true.
Really is. Like,
ooh, that's good.
Isn't
good,
it? It's
yeah.
the most hardcore thing you can do. That's why they were like, we got to make it look bad. Otherwise, these bitches are going to try to run shit talking about we bleed through between our legs. We can do everything. So they're
as
like, let's make it
should.
Seem like it's bad.
As we should.
We should be doing everything.
True.
But then the other part, okay, I'm probably saying her name wrong because y'all know how I am. Because back in the day, they wore like loin cloths, right? The Romans did. And so the way they documented this woman named Hypatia. But she was the first female mathematician, and she threw a menstrual pad at a man to get him to go away. That's how they like documented, like, oh, so they must have used something back.
That's how they found out.
That's like, oh, just like.
Feel free to use this at any protest you go to.
Yeah. Wow. So loincloths. And then in the Victorian era, that's when they came up with like literal sanitary napkins and like a sanitary napkin belt.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes,
it was
yes.
a whole contraption.
I remember that. Yeah, they did like a sketch about that at SNL, like bringing back like old school where it was like a belt thing that like went around you. Isn't that insane?
That
yes.
is so wild.
You know what? I think my grandmother had one. Now that I think about it.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I remember asking her what this thing was. Yeah. And it was like, I think she used to use the belt and sanitary. I should have called her before
you
the show.
You should have. Oh my gosh. Can we do a call in right now? Can we call grandma?
My grandma. Sure.
Let me ask you a very personal question for public consumption.
You ready, girl? The world is listening. So we was in your period. Picture it. 1956. Do you recall?
Picture it.
It's like,
six kids later.
I remember. So
all these grandkids.
How long did it take you to put on the belt? Where is the belt? Can I have the belt?
Okay, so what was your introduction to periods? Like, did your parents, before you got your first period, like, what did your parents tell you? I'm always curious to know, too, like, how your mom or dad, well, probably your mom, was like, something's coming.
My mom, for sure. My dad still will. One time we went to go pick up pads with him from the store for my mom, and we were walking through the aisle to get pads, and my dad keeps walking past it, and me and my sister go, Dad, here's the pad. He goes, uh-huh. And he just keeps walking. Like, he made us grab them. Didn't stop. have to walk. Nope.
He was like, I'm not touching it.
Yeah. He's like, whatever one she needs, get it.
Yeah, it's like, I will walk you to the aisle. Yes. I will just not touch
it. Kept walking directly through it.
Oh, which, God. Okay, unrelated. I'm going to go back to my first question. Does Tad know? Because it's also when you're in a relationship, you have very specific brands and needs. Does he know off top without you telling him what brand you need?
If he we have a conversation about that every time. Oh no, this is the problem is that he didn't. And I was on my period and it was a very specific bad period. This is before I had an IUD. So I was angry all the time. So he came home and I sent him the store specifically for Tampax Pearl. You know, the one that has plastic, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh no.
This man walks in with the Tampax, with the whatever that manila shit is on there, cardboard
the cardboard
shit. And he was like, so sweet. He even brought me choco with it. And he handed it. He's like, honey, this is what you wanted. And I literally screamed and threw it back.
Okay, up to you.
It was unused. So it says our nicer.
Yeah. Those cardboard, they hurt.
Cardboard.
Who
said cardboard was a good thing?
It's painful, right? So it's the difference between making my period worse and making it a little better. So at this point, he seemed like an enemy, even though he was a friend. Yeah. And he thought he was a friend. Like, he was like, oh, honey, here's your thing. I brought you some chocolate. And I was like, fuck you! You know, like, I just, like, threw it at him.
Yeah.
Oh, and
that's so funny.
Yeah, so, well, now we don't have to worry about it as much because since I have my IUD, like, I spot a bit. Yeah. And then like I don't really need like tampons.
But
and
no, also, first oh sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You go ahead.
Okay. So the original question was like, how did your mom have that talk with you before you got your period though?
Oh yeah. My mom didn't do a talk before I got my period.
Didn't.
My mom.
So was it a surprise when you got it one day?
Girl, yeah. I thought I was dying.
Really?
I did. And I was scared to tell anyone because I didn't want them to be sad that I was dying. So I was like, I'm just going to like show
wait
up.
Wait a minute. And you're at school like, well, it's over for me. It's a wrap. And then you just tell no one.
Yeah.
Did you plan your funeral?
I was just like, you know, eventually they'll just like find out and they'll be fine.
Oh, that's so funny.
So did you had to tell your mom something?
Yeah, I did. When I got home, I was like, I had like blood because I was getting really bad cramps.
Right.
And at first I was just like, oh, I just have a stomach ache. And then I started noticing like there was like, looked like dark stuff. Like I didn't even know it was blood. I was just like, this is something. I'm like, something is happening. Yeah. And then I remember I told my nanny, I was like, so there's
you had a nanny?
Let's not talk about
it. Okay. Wait a minute. Marcella's rich.
I'm not rich. Let me just clarify.
Let's clarify this.
I'm not a nanny. I grew up in Kenya where unfortunately labor is very cheap and both of my parents worked. And so like we had to live in nanny. But it's not like here where like you have to be rich to have a nanny. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Yeah. So I told my nanny and my nanny was like, oh. You're becoming a woman. And I was like, got it. And she's like, you're bleeding through your legs. And I was like, wait a second, everyday thing. I thought you had a period every day for the longest time. And I was like, this is the beginning. Yeah. So I'm going to have this every day. She's like, no, it's once a month. And I was like, okay. And then so she talked to me. And then my mom talked to me. And she was like, really happy about it.
So
and then,
afterwards, you had after, the period
after,
talk.
Yeah. And then she was like, okay, so this is what you need to do. And like, this is what you got to like. My mom used Always Pad. So that's what I used.
Yeah. That's like, the thing. Yeah. So you use whatever your mom used.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So she gave me these Always Pads. And she was like, here, this is what you use. And it's going to last like 4 days or whatever.
Yeah.
And then. Yeah, and then told my dad. So, like, everybody knew. So, it was, like, a thing. And everybody was like, oh, you have a period now. And we all were like, okay, so now you have a period.
Yeah.
It was, like, a family announcement.
What about you? Did you?
I don't know when my mom talked to me about it, but she definitely talked to us about it before I had it. And I think she, like, had showed us in her bathroom, like, what pads were. So I think she told me before. Like what pads were and things like that and like showed us. And then I remember wanting my period so bad that I would like, I know, I tried to like manifest, like I would steal a pad.
How old were you?
This is everything you need to know about me. I've wanted to be like a grown, like I'm like, let's get it done with. Cross it off my to-do list. Is this how I'm a woman?
Bras,
I'm a woman.
Periods.
Yes. Well, God, how do you it's rush happening. A period? How do you yes. rush? Okay, so I was like, let's. It?
I didn't rush it. I just would like, sometimes I would be like, I think I'm getting a cramp.
Gas.
Yeah. I would just wear a pad all day. Like maybe this is it.
Yeah,
but this makes so much sense in my head about who I am. I was like, listen, I'm an adult. I was made to be an adult. It's crazy. My body doesn't recognize I'm a woman yet.
I'm 10, and it's time.
It is time. It's ready. So then I eventually did have my period, and I remember it that the day after we all did like a family dinner.
Yeah,
my family does not remember this, and they think that it was just like we must have just done some sort of dinner. And I was like, no, it was for me. I'm the only one who remembers it, but...
They're the only ones. You're the only one who remembers your period party.
Whatever the dinner was unrelated to my period. But in my head as a child, I thought, like, we're celebrating
my period.
Like, listen, it's
similar thing. I my parents talked about. I forgot how old I got it, but we had a dinner too. I think we probably went to like Olive Garden. Like, either was Chili's or Olive Garden that we went to
celebratory
place. Celebrate, you're a woman now.
I know,
and it's like okay, like it was like a weird. It's like weird to celebrate, but then also you should, I guess.
Well,
celebrate.
It's like a huge change.
Yes,
it's cute. It's
yeah,
cute.
So like my mom and dad are like, we're going to dinner. But you could be like, you know how to do the birthday songs? You could be like, it's our period. It's
happy period, baby.
It's
our
period.
It would be nice because that'll be the most fun period you'll ever have.
Yeah. Like, you know what? If I have kids, she is going to have a period song.
Yeah.
I think that's like the mom way of reframing it and being like, it's great. You get Chili's every time. You know?
Yes.
And you get to, you got to have an excuse to be angry with people and yelling at them.
Exactly. You go to Applebee's. It's great.
Were your cycles normal as a kid and then going into an adult?
Good question. I think so. I've always had a very heavy period.
Always?
Yep. Always.
You You're asked welcome. For it, Chad.
I know.
What happens
that's
when you
what
try
happened.
To manifest a period?
Truly, right? I was like, well, he was like, well, you got one now. Great. Right. Yeah, no, I've always had a heavy period.
Sorry.
I don't know if it runs in the family. I'll ask. I'm going to call Grams up. Hey, heavy flow, girl.
That is so true. Like, get all that information now. Yeah, we really do. What are your cycles? Heavy, normal?
Oh, mine are good. Great now. I love them. Okay. Now that they don't exist.
Mine are great.
It's, again, because I have an IUD.
Okay, so birth control. Yeah, that was going to be my question, too. Before birth control, it was...
child, it was miserable. I was like, I had the worst cramps. It was, like, so heavy. And I just, like, wanted to lay down the whole time. I, like... would have to like leave school when I was younger because I just couldn't. Which, by the way, isn't it a while that they make us go to school on our periods? Like, what is that? That's torture. And it's mean.
Yeah.
Isn't it wild?
I had endometriosis, so.
Yeah, of course.
Which I didn't know at the time. So I was on birth control at like 15 or 16. Mm. And my dad was like, oh, she's going to start having sex now. I'm like, Dad, it's so, like, sex is the last thing on my mind right now.
Yeah.
Like, my periods are so bad.
Yeah. I'm, like, focusing on the pain.
Yeah.
Yeah. And luckily, my mom would let me miss school if I needed to, because that's how bad. Like, there would be days I couldn't even get out of bed. But my periods were still normal. Like, lengthwise, it was normal.
What's a, what's a normal length?
Like, would 5 days.
5 days?
Yeah.
Okay. I always thought that was long. I get 4. Mine's 4.
Girl, that's a blessing.
Yeah. I used to think that was
because you would get like 4 or 5, and then there's the lingering, the like aftermath.
Yes,
of
just
like
the day where it's like, JK, we're still
is
here.
That's also for you? You had more than 5 days?
You don't have like the browning?
Like I have the browning like stuff after, but not like the heavy. Like,
heavy part. Yeah, it's like death. The first 2 days are like just death.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you may survive, and then it's the brown.
Yeah,
and day 4 she rose.
Yeah, from the
she
dead.
Rose again.
She rose. That's so.
Every
funny.
3 days she rises.
Oh my God, she back.
And you said yours always heavy, but cycles are
probably around like 5 days, or whatever. I do remember though, in like 8th grade, having a teacher who was like, just so you guys know, your period isn't an excuse to like be grumpy or blah blah blah.
Ew.
And he like gave an example.
Yes, it is.
Right? I was like, what a crazy, thinking back on that now, I'm like, what a crazy toxic thing to say to children.
Yes. Extremely toxic. Right? It's like hide your pain.
Because you're already just a kid hormonal anyway.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother thing.
Exactly.
And then now your body's going through changes you
it's
do
wild,
not understand.
Right? Yeah.
It's
like, don't worry. It's crazy.
What are your mood swings? Like with endo, my PMS would be 2 weeks before. So my mood swing, like everything would be 2 weeks, a nightmare before. Like, do you know your mood? Do you recognize the mood swings before?
I do. Okay, so this is probably a toxic thought of mine. I genuinely think that have you guys heard of premenstrual dysphoric disorder?
Yeah, a little bit, like a tiny bit, depressed.
Everything I've learned is off Google, so this should be the time where you do like a trigger warning about like, this is an action. She does not know anything about anything.
This whole podcast is a trigger warning.
Okay, great.
We're all speaking from our experience.
FYI, we're comedians,
facts,
not doctors.
Yeah, so doesn't know knowledge. No, I think I get like super depressed like the week before my period. And then a couple of days before, I'll get like angry where I'm just mad at everyone about everything. Okay. And I just hide it like a little psychopath.
That's you're like, hi, I actually want to kill you, but I look really happy.
Vanessa is probably one of the nicest people that I know. So to hear you be like, I'm angry. Like,
I know. There's 2 days that I'm
like, wait a minute. You may be what those crime podcasts are talking about.
I know.
So nice. Vanessa is luring people to her home. We have to watch out.
And they don't come out. And we're like, where are they going?
It was like she was an SNL head writer, but what we didn't know was the life in her pants.
Wait for that podcast. Just kidding.
Truly, though, in mine, who knows? Like, it could snap. Be one of those snapped. It's great. Just like, oh, what's my God.
What are your symptoms?
I get, like, super depression, but I'm always, like, mostly depressed. Yeah. So then it just feels for me, it's like, I also get, like, another, like, dose of anxiety. Like, I'm always anxious. So it's, like, my depression and then my anxiety just come together and, like, fuck me up in a way where I'm, like, less normal than I usually, I'm more abnormal than I usually
am. Okay.
Yeah, like I'm usually like pretty weird. Like I talk a lot and I'm like, I say weird shit. And then it's like when I get my period, like before like that, it's like I like turn into like this, like I don't even like want to get out of bed. But I'm also like deeply anxious. So it's,
yeah,
like, it's like fucking hell. Yeah. It sucks so bad. And honestly, like the IUD has helped a tiny bit.
It's so,
and
birth
I don't
control
even know
has been
maybe
a thing. I'm going to get back into birth control. Yeah. But birth control has helped regulate. It sounds like it's been regulating a lot of your symptoms.
And weed. Yeah, but like and a weed. Lot of that. Yeah.
Emotional and support weed. Always.
Yeah, always. Always. What was it that you have?
Emotional support blunt.
Stop it.
Great. It's funny y'all both said depression. I never had depression with my period, but during the pandemic, that was the first time my periods hit different. Like it was dark. Like when I would get my periods, it'd be a really, really dark time for me. And I don't know if it was just because of my period and the pandemic.
Yeah,
that was the first time I was like, "What are these thoughts?" Like I've never had anything like that before. And now, yeah, I haven't had really bad depression since then. Since so maybe it was a one off. But no, you guys are saying depression is one of the symptoms that you've had.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
And irritability, as you said too.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I want to punch things. Yeah. I always want to punch. I'm either crying or want to like those are my two moods. I want to punch everybody and everything. And then the next minute I'm crying. I'm like, there's no more mustard in the house.
It'd be like the smallest thing that sets you
like,
off.
I can't even eat this sandwich.
I'm like a useless person. What am I even doing with my life?
And I'm just like, pow. About like the dumbest I'm a crybaby. I think I cry more than
I think crying is so good though.
It's healthy.
It's good for you.
It's a lot. It's a bit much.
you're like the way I do it
the
is
way
wrong.
Like a
okay
commercial.
So like how many times a day do you cry that makes it so different?
I think I cried today, child.
That's actually period, really good. There's
for
a lot
this
to
podcast,
cry about.
She's here. She's like, oh, you're gonna discuss periods, we should show up. So I was like crying, I think this morning, over something so dumb. Yeah, it's annoying. Okay, so birth control. I personally think it's the devil, but I
kind of agree.
I have been on birth control off and on just to regulate things. Because I think it's the devil, all of them. I've been on everything except for IUD, because that sounds very painful to me.
It was
when
awful.
I hear the stories, you would have to knock me out.
And also my what is it? My cervix is curved, so they had to
My ears. Yeah.
Oh no.
Ow. It took 3 people to get it in there.
Oh, no.
That is so interesting. A curved penis is like, we can fix this.
I know.
A curved cervix, we're not even going to look into it.
I know.
Why should we? You're a woman. Why? We don't have to look into these things.
You have a uterus, we'll just die with
the
pain.
Because I have a tilted uterus. No one cares.
No one.
They just let you know you have these things, but we're not going to solve it.
It's not like we're working on the problem or anything.
Oh, yeah. Why would we do that? Yeah. Okay, because men.
Yeah. it's like this whole thing of just like all the things that like people who have uteri like have to deal with. It's like if you gave somebody who doesn't have a uterus just like a uterus for one day, they would think they're dying.
Well, that's what I did in my show. I was like, if men had a period, just a period cramp, they'd be like, the fun periods.
Yeah. Periods would be gone. Them. Do you know that periods would be gone?
Yes.
Do you know that periods would be we wouldn't even be periods wouldn't be a thing that would happen. Yes. They figured out how to get horny before they figured out how to like solve breast cancer. Do you understand? Like they were like, if your dick dies, it can come back alive. But if your boob is bad and it's gonna kill you, that's fine. We'll
figure it out.
We'll figure it out later.
Another day.
Sore boob. Yeah, titty. I never say boob, but titties. The soreness is really, it's gotten worse over the years.
Well, that's because you
right
have
before.
Boobs too, though.
I do. Well, I actually
the
have breast reduction.
She said that as a sex
Thank you very much. Thanks. I do. Thank
Glad you
for
noticed.
Noticing.
But the pain is like, like, it's gotten worse.
Really?
I don't know, because I eat so much. This is where my weight goes. I'm not humble bragging, but my
she
weight
She really just said goes. My weight goes to my boobs. It's so sad.
She was like,
I need to just get out right now, immediately.
It's a bummer. We all can. It's the worst.
We all can't just have large boobs when we Sorry. Eat pizza.
Well, you know how this goes. You have hips. Like, that's the
my,
thing.
My butt grows. I want your that's hips. My thing. Yes. My butt gets bigger.
For whatever reason, we can never
but
have
my
both.
Boobs don't get any of that. It's just my butt.
I know, but like, aww. I wish it could be both. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, I was like, just hips. Go to my boobs.
Why, has to be, why do I have to choose? I want both. I want hips and titties. Like, why not? Like,
I want a booty and...
Yes! So it's like, whatever.
Front and back.
Okay. I'm just blessed.
Blessed. I know. Okay, you listen to those complaints.
What about your birth control? What are you, what does it help you? Are you on it? What's
so
that?
I don't like it either because okay. it just, there was like too many, I just didn't like it. I have a weird thing about birth control because it, again, I feel like men don't have to use it and it really messes with, like, I don't think there's a single woman who I've ever talked to who hasn't been like, negatively affected in mm-hmm. some way by yes. their birth control mm-hmm. because it genuinely like messes with your chemistry of your mm-hmm. body. And I do have a thing against, I do think that it helps with like the period and stuff, but sometimes being on it too young,
yeah,
like I know a lot of people, I used to have a friend who was on it, I think she started at like 14, 15 around your age, and then when you get older it's like your body being on that for like 10 years mm-hmm. and then you get off it. And I know a lot of friends now who are like having trouble like having kids or things like that.
Yeah.
And so yeah.
And
it
it's also linked to
bit.
Breast cancer. Like, the, it says oh, it yeah. in the warning
well,
label.
Like the estrogen
it's not
and
good.
Yes. So
yeah.
it's like, and then the increase of breast cancer. So I'm like, uh-huh. the yeah. thing you're trying to not have exactly. is ruining your life.
And yeah. then again, it's like also just because like most men don't have to deal with this stuff. Yeah. They don't care about it. Like they had a man birth control and they wouldn't release it.
What's
the symptoms
update with
were
that?
Unacceptable. Well, the symptoms were unacceptable. It's the same shit that
I'm
we
sorry,
deal
what?
With.
But the symptoms I think were like the exact same symptoms
it
that
was.
Women had.
It was.
What do you mean they're unacceptable?
Yeah, because they're not allowed to suffer. It's only for us.
Because the thing, too, it raises your blood pressure. And so for people of color, blood hypertension.
Yeah. yeah.
So, like, that was another risk, too, that I had. Like, my yeah. blood pressure be raised because of it. Yeah.
No. But I do love that men won't take it because of the symptoms, but they're like, I'll just pay $1,000 in child support.
Like, it's or cool. not pay it.
Yeah.
Or, like, be the
or
Trisha
disappear.
Thompsons of the world. Like, I don't know you. Like,
yeah.
Like,
men
you knew
mean,
me before
what?
We was having
yeah.
sex, though.
Right?
Now, all of a sudden,
now
so
you
I'm
don't
like,
know me.
Have sex with rich men.
Seriously. Oh, Nick Cannon's looking. He's always looking.
Yeah. Do you want to be
okay.
How many
I
kids
guess
does
I need to
have
a disclaimer. Is he really that rich with that many kids?
He like, has a lot of money because he's
yes,
like...
Yes, he also has a lot of babies.
Yes, I know.
At some point, he that has, child support
yeah.
check is your income.
He just had one in his girlfriend.
Popping out babies.
Truly.
And just...
I just can't keep in touch with regular people. Like, I only have...
How do you keep in touch with your 16 kids?
Yeah, right? How do you... And, like, coordinate drop-offs? With
yes!
My, I just...
That's
because
they drop off each other. When you have that many yeah. kids, they just take care of each other.
Yeah.
Like,
well, they're
yeah.
not in the same house,
yeah.
too.
Because they just, like, take care of each other.
Yeah.
You,
right.
You,
you have to.
Can.
You have to. Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-mm. That's why the first sibling is always like, no kids for me.
Right? Yeah.
Have y'all ever used anything other than pads and tampons? Have you used like the cups?
Ugh, I haven't used Diva cups. It makes me want to vomit.
Ah!
Oh. I, have you used
more?
It? I just, the idea
oh,
of...
Because it's so if you have a heavy
yeah,
period.
I think that's it. I just, the idea of like, throwing that out is just
you just don't want to see the blood.
Yeah, that would make me vomit. But yeah, maybe okay. it's I always forget. Sometimes people tell me things and I'm like, oh, maybe yours is different. It's like the same when people with no boobs are like, oh yeah, just don't wear a bra. I'm like, no. No,
I am adopting that principle though.
Grow up if you can handle a little nip.
So you haven't. Have you used
anything? I always, this is my thing, I always, when I used to use tampons on pads, I always had this guilt of creating waste.
That's
but
why it, I thought you would. Like, you know,
but
you
it never, but I've never,
cloth.
I've never had enough guilt.
You're a good
to
person.
Not, like,
you draw the line. Yeah.
yeah. It's not even that I drew the line. I was just like, I'm going to have to figure out how to do this. I'm going to have to order it online.
But
yeah.
there's the reusable cloth pads.
Yeah. I also have not used those. I was okay. interested in the things.
She's like, I hear
I
you.
I knew you
no.
didn't care when you didn't want the cardboard.
Yeah.
You was like, I want plastic.
Yeah. But that's because I wasn't the person going to the store. If somebody would order the, if you ordered me things or any of that stuff, I would use. I just have this thing, if I have to order something online, it's like it doesn't exist and I'm never going to get
it. Wait,
what's Thinx? Have y'all ever used the period panties? I was going to ask that too. Have you ever used those?
Thinx is a brand. It's like, sorry, this show is not brought to you by Thinx, but it could be. Pay that bitch.
No, we're talking about these things because if you want to sponsor.
Yeah, it's like this thick.
I've never used any. I would need to do a test run day where I don't have anything to do.
No, I use all those.
Yeah.
Because of fibroids.
Uh-huh.
You can't really wear like two or three, like tampons are out of the question. You can't even wear those anymore. And then because you bleed so much, you need backup.
Yeah.
So like the period panties. Uh-huh. So I use Stinks, and then of course Amazon got their own brand, child. But yeah, I use all kinds of the period. But I don't know. I've never just straight up used them without still having a liner or something. Yeah. But I swear by period panties. Like, And I think they're coming out now with just straight up Depends. Like, at this point, I'm like, you know what? That just makes more sense.
I mean, we have to deal with this stuff. You might as well be comfortable.
Like I said, the first few days are rough anyway. Let's just wear diapers.
Uh-huh. And stay home.
Really, might as well.
And with a diaper, you can't go out.
Yeah. You can just throw things away.
Yeah.
Interesting.
No, things, you wash them.
Yeah. Oh, so you don't want them. You just want to deal with the blood.
Yeah.
Okay. Just got it. We all have our things. I know what.
Honestly, I can't get mad at you because it smells really bad. But, it smells so bad.
I would be scared whenever, I always thought I would have the TSS.
Oh my God, me too.
I always thought I had
That was another thing I was always very terrified.
I feel it right now. Every time it would come. Do you remember the model that lost her leg or something?
Yeah.
She lost her leg.
I don't think I used tampons until like my early 20s because of that. I was very afraid of toxic shock syndrome.
I'm curious to know, I thought black women, we just use pads, and all my white girlfriends always use tampons. So I kind of want to know if that was just like how we were raised. Because all my white friends use tampons.
Here's another unfiltered, untested thing that I haven't fully researched that somebody told me once about like office products. You know, if you go into like an office and they always have like the very thin pads, it's apparently because, and I have not researched this enough, but I guess white women have less heavy flows than black women.
Don't you tell me we also got heavy periods.
Oh my God. Why are you adding this, Vanessa?
Somebody told me that. I was always like, why are they so thin? But then they were like, oh, because
lack of oppression makes you bleed less? Is that?
Listen, on the show that I did, because I was curious, like, why we get fibroids and all these things.
Yeah. It's because we have more anxiety.
It said racism and discrimination equals chronic stress.
It is.
Really? So I was like, why is that? We're always twice.
Because we're at the bottom.
Like, with anything, not even just like our period. Like, black people, men and women. We're, like, we saw it in COVID, like diabetes, all these things. We're always twice at risk. So it's like, dealing with the world is ending. Like, we already deal with life, right?
Yeah.
Everyone deals with that. But then we got to top on, like, oh, I got to just deal with being in my skin.
Mm-hmm.
That's extra anxiety, which leads to stress, which stress literally kills. So it's like all these things are happening because.
Yeah.
That's
toxic shock syndrome.
Yeah.
Which is my dating life.
Yeah. Stop. That's great. That's a great joke.
I feel like that's
toxic shock syndrome.
Love it.
Any embarrassing stories? Have you had anything? Ooh, okay. Speak on me.
Okay, so my embarrassing story is that it wasn't even period blood. It was ketchup. Okay. I used to like, when I first moved to the United States, I didn't like have any friends or anything. So I used to like, but then I discovered the fried chicken sandwich.
Where was it?
It was in Temple, Texas.
But like, what was the restaurant? Was it like Chick-fil-A?
Middle school cafeteria, honey. I used to put a ton of ketchup on it. Mm-hmm. And so, and then I picked out my chicken sandwich, and then I had these like khaki, like capri pants. And just slurp red right in the front.
Really?
Of my white, my khakis. Yeah. And so I went down the hallway and everybody was looking. I was like, it's not period blood. Like, so I just kept on saying that when somebody looked at it, I was it's not period blood. And then I heard these white girls going, it's definitely period blood. And I wanted to die.
Oh no.
I was like so embarrassed. Yeah. And I did not eat that chicken sandwich anymore. And I made my parents get
Or just
food.
Give up ketchup. Yeah. But no, you just resorted to like, I just give up the sandwich.
I love ketchup though.
Yeah.
Ketchup would not
even though. Yeah. Was the actual cause of the pain. I was like, throw the whole thing out. Like, that's like literally solving problems like the government solves a problem.
Yeah,
they're like, really, you know, the ketchup is a
don't
problem.
Get to
let's
the root.
Like,
don't get to the root of the issue.
No. Let's just solve the symptoms.
Get to the bottom of
the
it.
Kitchen. Yeah, the chicken sandwich. Toss that shit.
So funny.
Anyway, that was my story. Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I've had, there's one that comes to mind, but I'm trying to think if there's anything.
How many we got, Vanessa?
I know, right? I'm a hot mess.
She's like which one?
I know. I'm like, which time did I? This is crazy. Yeah. So I was 29. And I remember in high school, I ran cross country. And I was wearing these very cute lime green shorts.
Mm.
And adorable. Just living my best life.
Yes, as you
do. I didn't know you were cross country.
Yeah, cross country track. I know.
You do look like you have muscle though. So it does seem like you do. Well, weirdly enough, you got it somewhere.
I get that a lot, weirdly.
No, but you look like you genuinely work out. Yeah, yes. Which so I know you don't. Yeah. Do you?
No. Okay, here's the thing, which is so upsetting because
I'm like, how do you look like you work out and you don't? It's so disrespectful.
But yes, you started out. This is the
funniest thing because this is what I've been told from everybody my whole life. I did just start going to the gym, so it feels better for you. But I think because I ran track cross country and they say like if you do sports when you're growing up, you have like a base. So if I go back to the gym and stuff, it's not hard for me to like get back.
So
in
disgusting.
Routine.
All hot people say that. Oh yeah, I just have a base.
If I just started.
My base is hotness, and then I just went to pound.
It's insane.
Like 24 to 40 so hours, funny. The weight just dropped.
Yeah, it's just crazy. It's like a day, and then I'm fine. It's hilarious.
2 years for me.
Yeah, I know. It's a struggle. No, I did. I run in cross country, and because I also have a heavy flow, I was wearing these lime green shorts, and I felt like I was sweating, but I was like, I feel like I'm sweating a little too heavy. But my strategy, and this tells you everything about me, my strategy when I'm going through, like if I think I have a stain or something that I can't fix, I'm like, just don't check it because it doesn't matter because you'll just be embarrassed. Like if I can't fix it, we're on a 5 mile run.
The worst part
is we were doing hills. So everybody's behind you as we're running up hills. I was like, just don't check it. You don't have to know. Girl comes up to me and bless her soul because she knew, but she was trying not to embarrass me, I think. She was like, hey, yo, did you like fall in something?
Did you like kill a small animal when you
fell? Yeah, right? Yeah. Like, did you like sit your butt in like a bucket of blood? What happened? So, which was sweet
that
of her.
Poor squirrel.
Yes. And then I was like, oh no, I think I started my period, It was like started.
It was on. It was when the faucet turned it on.
Yeah, she was being like... so nice. It wasn't like spotting. It was like, it went from green to like, what's happening? Are you dying? And luckily somebody had like a jacket or something that I could wrap around me for the rest of the run or whatever. And so that was fine. But like shorts ruined. And they were very cute lime green shorts too.
I know. No one made you feel embarrassed?
No, that was nice. Good. It was nice of her to say it like that.
But like there wasn't like a crowd of people.
It was practice. So it was like my team.
Good.
Yeah. So I
it was
think,
people who loved you.
Yeah. Yeah. So if I think of anything, they were all just like, who's going to tell her?
Vanessa's just like, I won't check.
Oh my God, they probably
you don't
were.
Think that though? If you're like, I can't, like, I think my hair is a huge, but I can't check. No?
Whenever I think something, I immediately get my phone because I'm like,
that's so funny.
This is unrelated. But the other day, I brushed my teeth and then apparently I had toothpaste here and on my shirt. And I went to Dwayne Reed.
No.
I went and did errands. And I was wondering why everybody was looking at me.
You were just like, I look great today. You were probably like, I look good.
I don't even have no makeup. I know. My new face wash.
Oh my God.
I was like, this face wash, I am killing it.
I know. Oh my, so funny.
It looked like I just jizzed.
They probably thought you stole.
The people it was toothpaste here. It was. Because when I brushed my teeth, I put like a towel over me because my electric toothbrush gets too wild.
Gosh. The toothbrush gets too wild. It's like a wild toothbrush. It's like spewing things out.
It was like white water after when I brushed my teeth. And so I put the towel over me. And I remember some toothpaste fell, but I didn't know where it went.
Oh,
it's fine.
Yeah, it's on in the world now. And you didn't know it was on your shirt. I look hot today.
And he's looking at me like,
And you're like,
cool. Okay.
But how come nobody said
that's hilarious?
When I left my house, the man who said, hey, baby. Like he saw the white stuff on my shirt. Maybe that's why he was like, hey, baby, like, she just finished. Yeah. Got off your first shift.
Or you just got it like that still with toothpaste on your face. They're like, she just that gorgeous.
Nah, he thought I was a streetwalker.
That's so
it's funny. Okay.
Honestly, supportive of sex work, which we love.
There we go.
We stand.
That's true.
Yeah.
And I take chicks. I need to rent inside chair. Okay. So what are your, do you have any like tips? Like to use like anything that lessens, like what do you do to help period cramps or any PMS?
Heating pad. I love a heating pad.
Me too.
I always forget about them until I absolutely need them. And then I'm like, okay, cool. And then Cadbury chocolate. That's not actually anything, but.
No, I was also, let's get into that too. I want to know your tips and your go-to snacks.
Yeah. Oh, okay. chocolate is my go-to, really, in life, but especially on my period. Like, I'm always eating chocolate. Let's be real.
Like, you eat chocolate here, man.
Yeah, it's a classic. Classic me. But yeah, I like it. I use a heating pad a lot. I'm trying to think. That's probably the main thing. Oh, I also got those, like, nighttime. Well, now I might get things for sleep, but I got those, like, nighttime pads from
Pretty much a diaper. Yeah, like, from like, the root of tutu.
Yeah, the first time I ordered, I got them. I didn't know they were for that, and I just opened. I was like, "What is happening? Yeah. What's going on?"
Yeah,
yeah, those are great.
Okay. No. What are my things? Yeah, I definitely like the chocolate. Uh-huh. Though I heard that chocolate makes it worse, and somebody was telling me that, and I was still eating it. I don't know.
I won't stop.
People
ever.
Say random shit. It's probably not.
Yeah,
true.
They always say like
people always say random.
You're
stuff.
Supposed to actually eat like healthier because you're already bloated.
But who wants that
caffeine? I know exactly.
Yeah, I definitely gained like 20 to 30 pounds.
Yeah, but like
whatever.
Who wants like a solid?
I know. Yeah, same.
It's at least
it's
20.
Hard. Yeah, and then your shoes don't fit right because your feet are all swollen.
I thought it was just me. I was like, oh
yeah, like no, my feet are swollen.
Glad to know it's not just me.
Your feet get swollen.
Your feet. No, but I love that you were keeping that in your back pocket.
Yeah, like, I was like, me too. Yeah, that always happens. My feet are a little too small, and then my clothes are a little too small. I'm just like,
my clothes are always
clothes.
Too small.
So okay,
really.
Okay, so this is the thing. What I do from period, I have clothes that are too big.
Yeah.
So like that makes me feel less worse because I'm like, then I have to like stuff into my clothes, and it's not because I feel like I got bigger that I feel worse. Mm-hmm. I just feel bad because I already feel bloated and all. Like I have like I can't breathe because my skirt is too tight.
Yeah.
So like I always have like I have like. I have clothes like
yeah, I have my skinny and my fat side.
Yeah,
and it's just it's a range.
Yeah,
that's period so or no period. Yeah. It's just like today, girl, you've
but
had
people
a great,
also let weight
weekend.
All the time. Yeah,
Labor Day was great, so now we're gonna wear a caftan.
Yeah, I'm like generally like that's my advice in life. People's weight oscillates. We all change sizes. It's good to have like so you don't like
and being on stage true. Is even harder because now you gotta you're self conscious about like oh god, everybody's gonna see this belly. Like there's no way. To hide it and I forget to suck it in when I'm on stage. I cannot remember to be like stand up
let
straight.
That shit hang out let that shit hang out
the pictures show me it, every time that I let it hang.
A little belly hang out. People should know that you're eating right.
Everybody was tagging me in that Wednesday. I was like will not reshare. Okay.
Oh, I hate that when people post you're like I don't I'm not gonna let's pretend that photo never happened.
But
it just sucks because people don't know like what photos you like and then you're like oh gross you thought I look cute I don't want that.
I always think I look cute and then I see the photos on my girl, that shirt.
Yeah.
But I still will wear it. Because in my mind, I'm skinny.
Same. I think bellies are cute. And I think everyone...
I'm into it. Like, I'm into my belly. I love her.
Their little bellies. But yeah, that's thing. I have clothes that are too big. And then I also...
what do you eat?
Get high. I eat like... I eat whatever I want. I just eat. When I'm on my period, I do not. When my brain is like burger, I do burger. When I'm fries, I do fries. I'm like, I'm already struggling.
Yeah.
I'm already a black person in America. Yeah. And now I have my period. I will not be like fitting whatever. Like, I'm not going to struggle anymore. Like, I'm like, this is like, I'm like, you know, why would I add a struggle to my life? It's already a struggle. Now I have a period. I'm just going to eat a burger. Yeah. I eat so much. I gain at least 5 pounds after every period. And I'm like, that's fine. Because as I said, bellies are cute. I'm like, I'm getting crop tops to show my little thing. I'm like,
but I feel like my cravings are kind of like pregnant lady-ish.
True.
Very weird, random things.
Same.
Are you like that? Did you
I'm with you.
Things?
Yeah, I'll do that where it's like the other day, I said almost like the other week, I was, why is my brain, it's the drinking.
Prosecco chair.
Right? No, the other day I was on my period and I was, I got like M&M's and then I got Pringles and then I got barbecue chips and I was like, what's happening right now? What's going
and
on?
And then after you see the trail for the past couple, like, why am I just eating like and then she shows up.
And then you're like, I get it. Because
you're like insatiable.
She has the munchies though.
Yeah,
like,
got
she's
it.
Exactly. Like, she eats like she's high.
Yeah.
So true.
But like, that's the way you're like, why am I so hungry all the time?
Yeah.
And like, then when your period comes, you're like, okay, now I get why I'm hungry all the time.
It's so true.
It's wild.
I do know one tip that works. Raspberry tea.
Oh, does it really?
Dried raspberry tea.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. It's just like regular old raspberries tea from the store.
Regular raspberry tea. Yeah.
Nice.
And for my fibroid ladies, nettle leaf, and there's one other one. Anybody, even with your heavy periods, is nettle leaf, and there's one other one, and I swear it lessens the period. It's not as heavy anymore.
Really?
I'm drawing a blank right now, but I know it's nettle leaf is one. And there's one other herb that I get from Etsy. I order the tea brand. And I drink that all together. And maybe, it probably is raspberry leaf tea that I'm thinking about. And I merged those together and dandelion root.
Damn.
And I'm telling you, try that. Yeah. And drink it during your period or right before it comes, your periods will be lighter.
It's like a little herb like mixture. Mm-hmm. That's really cool, April.
Yeah, I love all the herbs. Okay. I go to shops. But then I thought herbs are healthy, but then they also have really bad side effects.
Oh, like
too.
What? Yeah. Like what happened?
One tea that I was on, like, it could lead to death. Like,
what?
Yes. I can't think of what it is.
Is this, wait, what?
Here I am thinking anything that grows so from the ground.
Yeah. No, poison grows from the ground.
But I was like, it's from the earth. It has to be healthy.
No.
So I had all these things. I go to
poisonous mushrooms or
Indian herb shop. Sorry. I buy all these teas, right? And I can't remember the name of the one that I bought, but it's good for your period. But then also, like, it will slow your heart rate down.
What? You took it?
I was a chemist. Boiling like coriander seeds and mustard leaves.
So casual. Was like, oh, it could lead to death.
Right? Yeah.
It could lead to
but
it.
But also, this one also particular took it. Oh, yeah.
So great. It could also lead to
I'm
happiness.
I'm such a researcher, and I guess I missed that fun fact.
You put all this stuff together. You're like, so you would be dead if this all happened. Yeah. Got it.
But you get so desperate because, again, the point of my podcast is like healthcare is janky, and so you get so desperate.
That is,
and that's part of the reason why I don't like birth control either, because I just hate the doctors. That's the only. That's not the end all be all cure. No matter what you have, they're always like, just take the birth control. I'm like, this can't be a symptom fixer for every single thing, and it's making my period. Like, I had a blood clot, which. After a certain age, like after 35, you're not even supposed to be on pill birth control. Oh, they don't even tell you that.
Because why would they tell you that? Because that's how they make money.
Yeah. So there's like, you have to be careful with these things. And so for me, it's like I take it into my own hands. Because I'm like, well, now let me just make some teas.
Yeah.
But then thoroughly research.
Interesting.
I mean, honestly, we freaked out when the side effect of that is that side effects of most pharmaceutical pills are
side effects that are normal for your regular drugs.
Exactly, is what I'm saying.
But
so,
in my mind, I thought like herbs could never be as dangerous as these stupid chemicals.
Well, you're probably right. You probably are right. Yeah. But it's like, you know, they don't like most pills, they always like, could cause suicide and death. And it's like, what?
Yeah, you're like, that's insane.
You mean I want to get better, but I could die?
World, I would love to have offices where you always have like one holistic person that works with a doctor, or have a center where there's always one, because they don't want to do the research on herb. Like, if everyone knew, like, oh, well, raspberry leaf can kind of relieve my pain.
Yeah.
But they don't want to, again, put the research in the natural things, but like Chinese medicine, it's already there. Yeah. So I always wanted like a center where it's like you have the doctors, but then there's one person like myself or anybody that knows these things. It's like, in case you don't want to take this like pharmaceutical crap, you can also try this based on your body and get like a whole, like they should merge together. I believe in Western and Eastern, like both should work together.
But how would they make money?
The same way they do now.
That's what, like, I mean, it's a joke, but that's what they would ask you. That's like the thing. It's like they're going to be, they don't care about, like, you're right. Like, I'm just saying, but the first thing they're going to think about is like, well, this is going to cut into our profits because now we have to, how do we get
revenue? You have the same arm that you hire all these doctors. You can have one doctor that you also bring on and she does holistic medicine. Like, so we can work together. So I have your record too to be like, okay, this is what you're on for pharmaceutical stuff. This is some stuff you can also try naturally. And then you can, you know,
you can mix and match.
There's a way to make it.
They'll brand it.
Okay, let's wrap it up. So,
oh yeah, sorry.
We could
be here
you're good.
Night. My bad.
So I don't know. This I guess will be a new segment. I mean, my show is called Copay with April Body. My copay for this show would be champagne, which we have, and tequila. And my prescription. I read this on the way here that there's a such thing called period leave, and you kind of touched on that. That jobs should have period leaves. Like, it's something that's actually starting to happen.
They should. Really?
So we need to go out there and enforce our managers to be like, yo, because they started it because you didn't want it to go into like your personal time or your sick leave. So you can have period leave because like, yes, it's a mental disorder. Like, we just need to have periods off. So that's my prescription.
Oh, I love that prescription. Mm-hmm. That is such a good prescription. You're at work trying to do an Excel workbook and you're hurting and you want to cry. And then it's just like, why am I even here?
Because you mentally, anybody, if you're in that much pain, you can't focus. Like, nothing you're doing is going to be able to. No.
Truly. No. And then you have to hide it. Now you're hiding a tampon and you're sad. It's like, fuck this shit.
Yeah,
no,
and that thing too, you know, when, you, when you're at work, what's your go-to? Do you take your whole purse with you when you're at work and you're trying to change your pad, or do you just like, fuck it, y'all know what happens.
Oh, I'll like put it in my pocket or something.
I used to like, yeah, I used to do the same thing. I used to put it in my pocket. I would like try to hold it in my hand in a way that it's, you remember when they made those little tampons that you could like, it looked like, they tried to make it look like candy.
Oh, everybody
knows that's a tampon. Don't even, they all know. But at least you could like hold it in your hand though. Yeah. So like you, that's what
I used to like have jumbo pads. So there's just no way for me to take out my pins and be like,
here I'm back.
And like, then we're going to get on that Zoom call.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
So, like, I just have to go to the bathroom with my big pet, like, just announcing. Guess what she's...
Yeah.
She's like, she's not leaving. It's 11:30 a.m. She's not leaving.
What's she doing? She's going to the bathroom. Okay.
I'm going to change my diaper in the bathroom. Yeah. I'd be like, good job, April.
Oh, yeah. We need period leave so we don't have to go to work and do embarrassing things.
Oh, my God.
But yeah. I guess that's the end of the podcast.
Oh, I'm so sad.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to follow Copay with AB on all social media. And hey, if you enjoyed the episode, like, subscribe, share, leave a comment, do all the things, okay? Until next time.